The story of Merck and Mars. Well, the big day has arrived. Everything is set for the legal adoption of Margie by Dad and Mrs. Minter. The Minters have come down to New York City to sign necessary papers. The girls made great preparations for their visit. And yesterday, as they were cleaning up their apartment, they came across a doll with a complete set of baby clothes, dress, shoes, and everything. It brought sad memories to Merck. And finally, she told Marge how 17 years before, a baby girl had been born to her. Merck named the child Marguerite, Margie's real name. But the baby had died, Merck said, when she was only 3 months old. In just a moment, we'll get on with today's chapter of the story of Merck and Marge. The Minters got into town early this morning. Ever since, Mert and Marge have kept them on a constant sightseeing whirl. It's now very late, after midnight, and they're all gathered in the girls' apartment. Margie says...
Oh, it certainly has been a strenuous day. Breakfast here, and then a walk to the park, and lunch at Sardi's, and the matinee at our theater.
I've heard about Hayfield's pleasures for years, but never expected to see our Margie in it.
No.
Yes, sir. It's been a big day.
I guess Margie and I did kind of wear you out. You must think our routine's a little crazy.
Oh, it was a nice change from the rut we've been in, and I've enjoyed every minute of the day. But it does seem nice to sit down here, all of us, and just talk things over.
Hey, would you folks like a bite to eat? Maybe some coffee?
Oh, you're killing me, Mert. Forget food and talk about the weather.
Oh,
huh?
No, Mert. I'm still full of that wonderful dinner at Mama's Spinelli's.
Well, Margie and I thought a midnight dinner would be a change for us.
Oh, yes, it was. Very different from our schedule in Oneida.
Did it give you a thrill to come down in the dressing room tonight, Mother?
Oh, I enjoyed it, but I couldn't quite understand some of the girls' talk.
Well, they have a language of their own, all right. It's a wonder that even they understand it.
We call it wisecracking, Mother. You know, making with a flip lip.
I couldn't tell whether they were really mad at each other or not.
Merck, do they really razz each other all the time like that?
Oh, just about. But they don't mean a thing by it.
But there was one girl who seemed to have it in for you, Myrtle.
Oh, she means Billy. Mother, Billy DeVere, she's the moon.
She's all right, Mrs. Minter. That's just her way.
Oh. Was that that little blonde one? What did you call her? Gwen?
Mm-hmm.
She seems a little...
On the square side, Mother?
Yes.
You know, a little slow on the takeoff.
Oh, well, a little silly, but she's...
Oh, she's a good kid, Mrs. Mary. She's our Patsy.
Well, what's a Patsy, Mother?
Well, in show business, a Patsy is generally a girl who always does the wrong thing thinking she's right, and the right thing when she thinks it's wrong. Never says the right thing, always in wrong in a harmless way. Tries to be right, but generally gets blamed for little things that happen, and always losing things or breaking things. Well, just a Patsy.
Oh. You met some of the girls, Dad. How did you like them?
Fine.
Oh, Mother, you better take Daddy home right now.
Oh, I met that nice young fellow, the one who makes your costumes.
Oh, Clarence Kiffin, does it?
Yes, nice, refined, soft-spoken young fellow.
Say, Dad, how'd you like that place I showed you this afternoon before the matinee?
You mean Madison Square Garden? Say, it was great.
Maybe we'll go to the fights next trip you make it, huh?
Well.
Oh, do you go to the garden often, Jimmy?
Well, Harry Duffy and I went to the bouts last night.
Oh, say, Jimmy, I'd like to meet this Harry Duffy. Bring him around sometime soon, will you?
I will, Merck. Good guy.
Did you really like the show, Mother? You haven't said very much about it.
Well, I haven't had such a thrill since your dad took me to the opera years ago, and I heard Aida.
That was in Italian. I couldn't understand the word.
Well, some of the dialogue tonight sounded like a foreign language.
Well, maybe it's just as well you didn't catch.
Mother, how did you like me in my flamenco dance?
Oh, I just could hardly sit in my seat.
Oh.
I got so excited, and when you came down that stairway in the bride's costume, I guess I cried a little.
Anyway, Marge is our best dancer in the show, isn't she, Dad?
We think so, anyway, son.
Well, I guess I'll go take a little walk and get some air.
Well, we'll all go in a few minutes, Jim.
Well, now, have you ever seen anybody so restless? My, a couple of weeks ago, you were mooning around the house and writing poetry.
Things have changed now, Mom.
Well, what do you mean, Jimmy?
That's Marge, he knows.
Why, Jimmy means he's just anxious to get to work, aren't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, I guess that's it, mate.
I thought maybe we'd get to see Mr. Arnold today.
Well, he's out of town for a couple of days. Albany, I think.
Oh.
But he'll be back pretty soon. Then he's going to see you about Margie's adoption.
Oh, just think, Dad and Mother. I'm really going to belong to you. Mr. Arnold's going to tend to everything for us, and when I'm all adopted and everything, I'll really be Marguerite Minter.
Mom, here's something funny. If I ever married Margie Minter, her name would still be Minter.
Jimmy, whatever are you talking about?
Oh, I was just supposing.
Well, I'll be darned.
I'm going to have a drink of water in the kitchen.
I'll bring you in a pitcher for it, Jimmy, and some ice in the glasses.
Daddy, Jimmy's just my brother, since he has been all these years, and I just want him to be my brother, nothing more.
Well, I think I understand, baby. But don't worry, I'll take him in hand.
Will you try to make Mother understand, too, Daddy?
Well, I don't think your mother has an inkling about it.
Hey, Jimmy, what are you doing out there?
Looking for a picture.
Oh. Wait, I'll get it for you. Here it is.
Shut the door, will you, Mark?
Oh, okay. But...
Say, Mark, for Pete's sake, get me out of here before I go completely crazy, will you?
What's the matter with you, Jimmy?
Well, Marge won't pay any attention to me, and I'm just nervous.
That's not it. Jimmy, listen, are you drinking again?
I'm not, Murda. I tell you, I'm not, honest.
I'm sure you were hitting it up yesterday. That's why you didn't show up here.
Well, I did have a few drinks. Went around with some of the fellas, but
Jimmy,
I...
Jimmy, you can't fool me very much. Before you got shot, the night the show opened, remember the night you pulled a hold up? Houston's gang had you on the spot, didn't they?
Yeah, but they're all in jail.
Don't fool yourself, Jimmy. There's two or three of the gang running around loose. And I'll just bet they'd love to meet up with you.
You're not kidding me, Murda, are you?
I'm on the level, Jimmy. You shouldn't have come to New York until Jack Arnold sent for you. Injured.
When'll he be back?
Oh, he might be gone several days.
You got me scared, Myrtle. What did I better do?
Well, whatever you do, keep away from the Red Rooster.
I thought they closed that joint up.
Oh, I heard it's open again under new management. Now, what you've got to do is lay low until Jack Arnold gets back. Now, wait a minute. The folks will wonder what we're doing out here so long. Get some lemon, squeeze them in this ice water. I'll put the sugar in it.
Okay.
We'll be in just a minute, folks. We're making some lemonade.
What do you think I better do, Marge?
You were trying to get away tonight to meet someone, weren't you?
Yes. I can't sit around and listen to bedtime stories, and Marge doesn't like me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You're no fool, Marge. You know what I mean.
Jimmy, you can't force a girl to fall in love with you. It'll take a long time for her to get used to you as anything but a brother.
And you think she might sometime?
Oh, frankly, I doubt it. But you never can tell. You watch your step and prove to her that you're all you should be. You'll have to be awful patient.
I'll try, Mert. She's the first girl I've ever really fallen for. I like a lot of girls, but not like this. If I thought Margie could feel that way for me, I guess it would kind of make me a different man.
Well, keep thinking along those lines. And listen, when you leave here, you go right back to that place where you're living and check out. Find another room away from that district, wherever it is, and lay low until Jack Arnold gets back. Call me in the morning and let me know where I can reach you if I want to.
I'll do that, Mert. Gee, you're a great kid. I was going to meet Duffy tonight, but it's too late. I'd probably miss him.
Say, Jimmy, this Terry Duffy. Is he good looking?
Yeah, swell looking. 6 feet tall, black curly hair.
Well, just my type. You think he might go for me?
Gee, Myrtle, almost anybody would go for you. You want me to bring him around?
Yeah, I'd like to meet him. Say, he's not by any chance related to Spike Duffy in Chicago, is he?
Sure, he's Spike's brother.
Oh, I hear Spike's quite a big town around Chicago. Bring Harry around and we might get along great.
The first part of next week. I'll do that, Mert.
Oh, my goodness, what are you two doing? Daddy's gone to sleep.
Oh, we've been talking, dear. The lemonade's all ready. Bring it in, Jimmy. I'm sorry it took so long, folks.
Oh, that's all right. I am rather thirsty.
Must be for Mama Spinelli's juice. Mm-hmm. Those anchovies, perhaps.
Sure.
Wake up, Daddy. Hmm? Here's some lemonade.
Gosh, I was asleep.
And it sounded suspiciously as though you were snoring.
Drink, drink, your lemonade, Dad. We'll be getting along to Mrs. Morris's. My, it's been quite a long day and a happy one.
Gee, that just hit the spot.
I'll help you with your toes.
Oh, Jimmy, help Dad with his toes.
Yeah, I'm all set. Good night, baby. Get me.
Good night, Daddy. Good night, Mother.
Oh, good night, my girls. May I kiss you too, Myrtle?
Of course. Oh. And you too, Dad.
Will I? Oh, boy, yes.
Good night, Jimmy. We'll see you all tomorrow night, folks.
Oh, my dear, we'll see you in the morning. Come on, Jimmy.
Just a minute. Oh, Marge.
What is it, Jimmy?
Will you kiss me good night, Marge?
Why, yes, Jimmy, if you want me to.
Hey, time, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy meant a good night. Oh, I'll never, never kiss him again.
Well, I never thought Jimmy was the dynamic type, but who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
Has learned that Harry Duffy is the brother of Spike Duffy, notorious Chicago racketeer. Through Jimmy, she's going to meet Harry, and their meeting should prove interesting. Don't miss the next exciting chapter in the story of Mert and Mars. This is Andre Baruch speaking.